It is my pleasure to report that the state of our state is stronger than ever.
Standing on the dais in the Texas House, an energized Governor Perry seemed like the head cheerleader at a pep rally, as he said the Texas economy was the envy of the nation.
We led the nation out of the recession and into recovery, remained the nation's prime destination for employers and job seekers alike.
Perry credited the Texas model of limited spending for the state having a budget surplus and money in the rainy day savings account. Some lawmakers want to use that money to restore funding to education and programs slashed 2 years ago. But Governor Perry has another idea.
In a legislative session where we can see billions of dollars still on the table after we've funded our services and met the needs of an ever-expanding population, I think providing tax relief of at least $1.8 billion over this biennium is a good place to start.
SMU political science professor Matthew Wilson says it was a home run message for the mostly Republican crowd.
I don't think he will have any problem getting tax relief through an overwhelmingly Republican legislature. The devil will be in the details on the tax relief. It wasn't very clear exactly how that tax relief would come about. Are we talking about checks being sent out to individual taxpayers? Are we talking about tax credits for business? Those specifics still need to be fleshed out.
But Wilson's SMU colleague, Professor Cal Gilson, says giving tax breaks may not go over very well with Texans who believe education and other basic programs are still bleeding after funding cuts 2 years ago.
I think both Democrats and Republicans are very concerned that we've got issues to deal with and that we don't really have the revenues for a tax cut. People who have to actually put pencil to paper and figure out how to fund Texas state government and to rebuild the education funding that was lost last time. And so in the end, I don't think we'll be dealing with tax cuts in this session.
Gilson also sees friction over Perry's promise to keep Texas out of the federal government's Medicaid expansion program.
Texas will not drive millions more into an unsustainable system, General, a system that will drive this state into bankruptcy.
Joining the program would provide health insurance for more than a million Texans and bring billions of federal dollars to the state.
It's a lot of money. Over the next decade, we would receive more than $100 billion in federal funds, and we would have to come up with $15 billion in Texas revenues to draw down those funds. And the governor thinks that the revenues are going to remain tight, and he doesn't want to build in that extra funding. But the business community and the hospitals and the healthcare system is just beside itself because they need that money to balance their books.
Professor Matt Wilson believes Perry's speech was also notable for what he didn't say, especially about immigration, which was a prime topic during his last State of the State address.
There was no talk about immigration control measures. There was no talk about desires to toughen border security, any of that sort of thing. I think that Rick Perry has really turned the page on that. I think he was sending a pretty clear signal that he wants to cultivate the Latino constituency and speak to their needs and perspectives.
Professors Wilson and Gilson both believe it was significant that Perry called for spending nearly $4 billion to jumpstart water and transportation projects. After all, this is a guy who doesn't like to spend money. And they agreed that the overall tone of the speech laid the groundwork for Governor Perry to seek re-election.
See, Texans have succeeded to the tune of more than 500,000 private sector jobs added over the last 2 years.
It was a speech about Texas exceptionalism, about how well we've done over the course of his time.
But Wilson says he heard nothing that rehabilitated Perry's national image.
It's a bit more of a stretch to think about another presidential run because the first one went so badly.
May God continue to bless the great state of Texas.
Shelley Koffler, KERA News.